Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Ready, Chris? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, folks. Welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner. Little technical difficulty. Sorry about that. Now we will be presentation by concerning availability features in RA for the Java mess system. Shruga Kumar, go right ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. I'm sorry for the delay. And my talk today is on availability features in generic RA for JMS. So I'm on to slide two. One of the goals of this talk is to get to know generic RA for JMS and also learn about the availability features of the resource adapter. Generic resource adapter for JMS was open source in Java.net around a year and a half ago, and we've had a lot of useful contributions from users all over the world. And one of the persistent questions we've been hearing from them is around the availability features in the resource adapter. So in this presentation, I'm on to slide three. I would give you a slight overview of what the project is all about and a brief run through of the feature list, and then talk about the availability features in depth on what availability features are available today, and then finally sign off with a list of resources and how to participate. So slide five. So one of the important problems, persistent problems in EIS integration projects have been integration of app servers with existing message-oriented middleware providers. The J2E 1.4 spec did not provide J2E 1.3 spec did not provide an outright mechanism for you to achieve that. And the J2E 1.4 spec came connectors 1.5, which was the message provider interoperability mechanism, pluggability mechanism. So with J2E Connector 1.5, we do have a mechanism wherein you can integrate an app server with a message provider. But a lot of MOM vendors today do not have a resource adapter out of the box wherein you can have this integration. And because of this, we have a lot of issues. So people who already have users and customers who already have existing message-oriented middleware products are unable to integrate with their J2E 1.4 application server of choice. So with this came the need for generic RA for JMS. I'm on to slide six here. And the generic RA for JMS is a connector 1.5 implementation. And it resides between the application server and the message-oriented middleware and uses only the JMS client libraries to communicate with that. So as long as your message-oriented middleware has a JMS 1.1 compliant client library, you can use generic RA to work on any J2E 1.4 app server to connect with any JMS 1.1 compliant JMS provider. So this is available in java.net for quite a while, and it's available at genericjmsra.dev.java.net. And it also has been integrated into Project Glassfish now. So Project Glassfish automatically comes with a generic RA for JMS so that you can use it to connect with any message provider of your choice. So one of the important contributions from the community has been, you know, using the generic RA with other providers and other app servers. So today we have, you know, people who have tried to integrate WebSphere MQ, which is MQ series, with Sun App Server, or WebSphere MQ with other app servers, ActiveMQ and TIBCO EMS with Sun App Server and other app servers. So, and we have a lot of such docs available on the site, and that will be a great place to look for if you need more information. So on to the feature list of the resource adapter. We are on slide eight now. As we had mentioned earlier, the resource adapter exposes JMS API for application components. So your existing application component, JMS application components, need not change. You know, they will work as if they are ignorant about a resource adapter standing, you know, in between your app server and your message provider. We also support two modes of integration, the JNDI and the Java Bean mode. So what we mean here is basically, you know, you have a facility wherein you can bind a connection factory or an administered object in an external JNDI provider, and then make the RA use that, resource adapter use that, rather than the resource adapter explicitly instantiating one of these Java beans. We also support bidirectional messaging, so you can have an EJB or a servlet sending the JMS message to a JMS provider, as well as receiving it on the way back to a message-driven beam. We also support distributed transaction support. As long as the JMS client library supports XA, we handle XA. And there is also, messages are also delivered in a concurrent fashion, and we also have message redelivery. So on to the gist of the talk, let's start by defining what is availability and why is it important for an enterprise application scenario. So the Wikipedia entry for RAS, reliability, availability, and serviceability, says that availability is the mechanism by which a system can continue to stay operational even when particular components fail in that system. So how does the resource adapter enable us to achieve that? So let's look at what are the specific problems you're trying to achieve here, solve here, and how does generic RA help us achieve that? So the first problem in terms of availability is EIS failure. So if, let's say, your mom fails for some reason because of a transient network outage, or because the mom has to be brought down for maintenance for some reason, we need to handle that, and application component shouldn't panic at that point in time. So the resource adapter uses a connection validation enabled property, a managed connection factory property, so that we listen to such failures in the JMS connection and then explicitly inform the app server to clean such invalid connections, so that the app server, the application component, can retry with a new managed connection and connect to the message provider. So in this case, we use the existing connector semantics. So as long as we have a J2E 1.4 compatible app server, this particular property will enable an applicant component to seamlessly work against transient network failures. I'm on to slide 12 now, and here we try to explain how can we handle inbound message failure. So if let's say we have a message-oriented middleware provider trying to send a message back to an MDB, so here we need to have a facility to reconnect to the provider if there is a failure while in the connection. And so in the generic RA, we have two attributes, the reconnect attempts and the reconnect interval activation spec properties, which helps you do just that. So reconnect attempts basically indicates how many times the resource adapter should attempt a reconnect before bailing out. And a reconnect interval is basically how long does it need to wait before each reconnect. So with this mechanism also, if there is a transient network failure to the MOM, the RA can retry after a point in time and still have the system operational. So the next problem is around application failures. So your MDB, because of certain state transitions or current state in that particular point in time, could throw a runtime exception because it cannot handle that particular message at that point in time. So the J2E spec says that an MDB can throw a runtime exception to indicate that it is not accepting that particular message delivery. And in this case, the RA, instead of just bailing out there, can actually try to attempt to redeliver the message so that, if there's any state change after that, the MDB can actually successfully consume that message. So for that, we have, again, two attributes in the MCF, in the managed connection factory as well, called redelivery attempts and redelivery interval to handle such reconnects. Another problem in such continuous redelivery is continuous spinning. So for example, if the MDB keeps on throwing runtime exceptions on every redelivery, we're going to have redeliveries every time which are completely useless. And in order to avoid that, we have a mechanism wherein you can define your own custom dead message queue or a dead message destination, so that such poisonous messages can be sent back to a dead message destination. This again can be used for building highly available applications, because your application will not be held captive because of a poisonous message. So with that, this is a whole suite of availability features we have today, and we always want a lot of input and feedback from the community. So here are a list of resources by which you can start participating and what is available in the site today. So today we have source and binaries available. We also have a suite of developer tests. We want to have the community help us in augmenting those tests. We also want to have the community help us in terms of providing feature requests or feature patches and so on, or reporting bugs, reporting issues and so on. There is also a user guide which explains how to connect Message Queue, which was open source recently, Sun Message Queue with Sun App Server, and also additional technical how-tos on how to integrate multiple providers with different app servers. So for example, we have technical how-tos which help integrating TIBCO or MQ series with Sun App Server, or ActiveMQ with WebSphere App Server, and so on. So the so this is what we would like you guys to do. We would like you to check out the source, you know, play with it, provide feedback, you know, raise bugs, raise issues, and so on. Try using the RA2 in your own particular use case. So in your scenario, you might have an app server foo trying to integrate with message provider bar, and you know, try to use generic RA in that case, and you know, help us by providing technical how-tos or you know, instructions on how to do that. And also participate in the forums, you know, request project membership, you know, be a part of the project, and we would love to have you there. To summarize, the generic RA helps in integrating, you know, any app server, any J2E 1.4 app server with any JMS 1.1 provider, and there is already a suite of availability features which help you build highly available applications. We always want more feedback from the community and contributions as well. So please stop by genericjmsra.dev.java.net and provide feedback. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was availability features and abbreviated availability features in the generic RA for JMS. Coming up next is the NL Jug Orange Everywhere with Klaus John Tucker. Be just a few minutes as we set up. Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. K-Web 3D with Patrick McKirchner. Sorry, folks. It's 4 o'clock, not 1 o'clock.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.